one American at a time.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have fun. I'm going to tell you that. We're going to take some calls. We're going to play some trivia. I'm going to tell you about the recently concluded SEMA show. And we're also going to be telling you about the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. We may be joined by a special guest from the Kelley Blue Book, Mr. Phil Skinner. He's the collector car market editor. My producer, Matt, was talking to him, but we lost him on his cell phone. He may be at some classic car event or doing something that we can't talk about on the radio, either one of the two, and we may connect with him or we may not. But meanwhile, we're going to have lots of fun. You can be guaranteed of that. We got a new telephone number, and I'm learning it slowly here, and I hope everybody takes note of the brand new number. We're going to get more calls because in the past we had some sharing of phone lines, but now we have our own phone line here at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we'll throw out a trivia question. We had a couple of different trivia winners in a previous hour of the broadcast, so we'll continue that trivia with yet another question. Well, actually, we have one left over. I forgot about a leftover one here from a previous hour. So why don't we continue from the previous hour, the question about the Jag E-Type, one of the more famous Jags of all time. The XKE made its debut in New York City. How many years ago? What year? It was in production until 1974, so it ran from X year to 1974, was replaced in 1975 by the XJS. Coming up in Los Angeles, as I mentioned, they're going to take the wraps off. And you folks who are into the Facebook thingy, I'm on Facebook if you care to check that out, Bob Long, as well as Bob Long Radio, as well as Auto World Radio. You can hook me up, become friends with me there. I have a number of Auto World listeners who have done so, including my good friend Dwayne, who listens to us all over the country. He's a truck driver, and He chats with me from time to time there on Facebook. So I'd love to chat with you from time to time as well. You can hook me up there. But if you're into Jags, they're actually, this is becoming very, very popular. They're holding an unveiling in person in Los Angeles and all over the world via the internet on Facebook of their Ultimate convertible. It is a drop-top version of the Ultimate XKR. It's called the XKRS convertible, and it's a rocket ship. There's no question about it. It is also, unfortunately, a very pricey vehicle. That only one complaint I have about this particular Jag. I love the XK lineup of vehicles, the XK, the XKR. The XKR is knocking on 100 grand. This one puts it up to about 120, 130. I imagine the convertible is going to put a premium on top of that. Now we're kind of getting into Aston Martin territory, so at least the entry-level Aston Martin, the Aston Martin V8 Vantage. True, smaller car, the V8 Vantage, but nevertheless, I don't know if that's such a wise move to continue to up the ante. And who's making so much money these days that they can afford to buy these cars? That's a question as well. That's a question more for the political talk shows here on the network, but most of us in the economy are not doing so well. Yours truly. The advertising market is not doing very well. It's very important for you to support your local radio station, the radio station that is broadcasting this show right now, to support all of their local advertisers to help keep the station alive and on the air. And it's very important for you to also support our national sponsors here on the show. And We always have sponsorship opportunities available here on the broadcast as well, and you can shoot me an email about that at any time at my very simple email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. In addition to the high-priced XKRS convertible, Jag is going to show off a couple of different packages for the XJ. And I'm curious about this. They're going to be unveiling in Los Angeles two different trim level packages, the Speed and Sport packages for the XJ. The XJ already comes in a whole slew of different guises. You can get the long wheelbase model. You can get the supercharged engine. But now let's get into this and see what they're doing here. The Sport Pack is designed to give the XJ a more athletic appearance because of sportier body components and new wheel designs. A new front splitter, so a spoiler on the front, helps reduce lift, and an enlarged trunk lid spoiler helps improve high-speed stability. The front grille looks very cool. It's gloss, rather matte, painted in kind of a black color mesh. The brake calipers are painted red, and they have new 20-inch wheels for this special edition Sport Pack Jag XJ. They call these 20-inch wheel designs Venom. Interesting. Performance version seats headline the interior changes. Larger bolsters and upholstered in leather. There are also some other changes to the interior, including stainless steel pedals and carbon fiber trims. XJ models with the optional engine, the 470 horsepower supercharged 5-liter V8, can be further upgraded with the Speed Pack. This is similar to what we're seeing with some German automobiles. I'll tell you a little secret about German automobiles. For many years, the big German auto manufacturers, the high-performance auto manufacturers, let's put it that way, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, they had kind of a gentleman's agreement. Because, of course, over in Germany, they have the Autobahn, and there is... I believe no official speed limit on parts of the Autobahn. So they decided to say that all their cars, so they wouldn't get into some sort of a high-speed, dangerous race between the automakers, they said 155 miles an hour would be the cap. So a lot of these German high-end cars, even though they have very, very powerful engines, could probably knock on the door of 200 miles an hour. They're governed at 155 miles an hour. But Mercedes in recent time, they have added kind of a delete package that basically you can delete that high-speed limiter. And now it looks like Jag is doing the same thing on this XJ model with the 470 horsepower 5-liter V8. If you equip it with the Speed Pack, there goes the top speed limiter, which was also governed at 155 and raises it up to 174. Also recalibrating the speed limiter, the Speed Pack, necessitates reprogramming the digital dashboard display and the tire pressure monitoring system. Jaguar claims that the XJ is indeed capable of traveling at such speeds only due to the fact that the Sport package improves the car's aerodynamic performance. The new XJ is a beautiful vehicle. There's no question about it. I've had the chance to drive just the base version. I haven't driven the supercharged version. I've driven the base, long wheelbase version. Very cool interior. Some people, you know, love this car. I think it's done well styling-wise. There are a few, including one of my... A great friend who is unfortunately now passed away, David E. Davis. He was not a fan of this particular styling job by Ian Callum, but I know what's not to like about anything Jag. And matter of fact, what's the story behind the story with the XE? That's the new sports car from Jag. I was expecting to see that in Los Angeles, but I'm not reading about that anywhere. Are they going to save that for New York? What's the story? We'll find out on the other side as Auto World rolls on great radio stations across North America and on GCN Live and the Automotive Radio Network.com.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We want to congratulate a gentleman by the name of Jose from Las Vegas, Nevada, who was correct with his email to me on the Jag E-Type 1961. That's right. That was the year that the Jag E-Type debuted, the XKE, at the New York International Auto Show. So, Jose, congratulations. We'll send you out a little token of our appreciation. Now we're going to throw you a another interesting question here. There's been lots of anniversaries of late. Ford is actually celebrating in 2012 the 110th anniversary of their racing program. And I have a great interview from the SEMA show that I did with both Edsel Ford as well as the gentleman in charge of the Henry Ford, which is not just the Henry Ford Museum, but actually a whole series of buildings and a school and everything else. And they're doing some great stuff there at the Henry Ford. Out at SEMA, they had a number of historic Ford race cars on display, including the one that was run way back when there, the Sweepstakes, a vehicle which Henry Ford was the driver, and he defeated a famous race car driver by the name of Henry Winton. And if Henry Ford, who had failed three other times in trying to get funding for his car company, if he hadn't won that race, many people suspect the Ford Motor Company would not be around today, because he beat the the big guy of the time, this famous driver. Lots of business folks decided, well, Henry Ford's got something to invest in, because he used some very innovative technology. As a matter of fact, back then, spark plugs weren't made out of porcelain. He went to a dentist office and adapted some porcelain that was being used for dental purposes to give his race car a little bit more oomph. But we'll save that interview I recorded at SEMA for another time. Meanwhile, the new toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and the new question, oh, this is a question for all you General Motors lovers, all you Chevrolet lovers, the famous small block V8 that changed the face of automotive engine history debuted in what year? The famous Chevrolet small block V8, which many say changed the face of automotive engineering and automotive engine history, debuted for what year? It's been a while since its debut, and it's still around today. It's amazing how General Motors continues to keep the basic underpinnings of that early small block V8 alive and well in some of the latest renditions. Well, Honda is going to be showing off the fourth generation of the Honda CR-V at the LA Auto Show. It's all new for 2012. And if you take a look at the design of the vehicle, you can tell that the cute Ute continues to grow in size. And they're not telling us a whole lot about it, but I mean, it's definitely more stylish than the current generation of the CR-V, which is a whole lot bigger than the original CR-V. And I think size-wise, they're not telling us dimensions here in the media kit, but to me it looks just as big as the current generation, if not even bigger. So the cute Ute, which used to be very teeny tiny, is not so teeny tiny anymore. Another very interesting vehicle making the debut rounds in concept form at the LA Auto Show. There's been this interesting collaboration going back and forth between Toyota and Subaru. They've never, as far as I know, worked together before on a project. And the project is an unusual one, a sports car, a rear-wheel drive sports car. Now, it's been a long, long time since we've seen a rear-wheel drive sports car from the folks at Toyota. I mean, the last one was really the Supra. And, that's going back into the 1990s. So what they did is they teamed up with the folks at Subaru. Subaru is going to have a version of this vehicle, and it's going to be shown at the LA Auto Show. It's called the BRZ prototype, and it's going to utilize a Subaru flat engine, the Boxster engine. Subaru and Porsche in their Boxster are the only two auto manufacturers currently using this engine design. And what a Boxster engine is basically a flat engine. The engine pistons, instead of going up and down like a normal engine, they go laterally, they go across. And so you get a much more compact power plant, and you can put the engine further down on the car, and hence it gives you a little bit better handling. We presently have a Subaru vehicle in the family here. Our official family car is a Subaru Forester, and I had never owned a four-door car in my life, let alone a five-door wagon, which this is, or sport ute, mini sport ute. I like to refer to it as a wagon, although it won the Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year award a number of years ago. I remember when I was on the staff of Motor Trend, we called it the sport ute for the new generation, which to me was a dumb line, but I didn't write it. But nevertheless, we've had good success here in the Long household with the Subaru Forester. My wife really likes it. My baby daughter Lucy likes it. And I like the fact that with its all-wheel drive system, I can floor it. And it doesn't lose its stability at all. It's not packing a whole lot of power, but you come out of a turn and you can floor the thing and it doesn't get upset at all, which is, you can't say that for most rear-wheel drive vehicles or front-wheel drive vehicles. Of course, if it had more power, it might be a little bit more squirrely. But it'd be interesting to see this prototype from Subaru. And the Toyota version is going to be sold as a Scion. And they had that one out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas where I was last week. And it's a looker. Again, these are concepts. I can't wait to see the actual production version. Because if they come through with these vehicles, both the Subaru prototype and the Scion, you know, concept vehicle, if they're going to look anything like their prototypes here, they're going to have a hit, because these are the best looking vehicles ever produced by Scion and ever produced by Subaru. Price alone, you know, these are going to be, I believe, early low 20s, mid 20s vehicles. You know, it's kind of like a modern day, if you go back in time, when you remember when, you know, the Mustang and the Camaro kind of ruled the streets in the sporty car marketplace, and Toyota came in with the affordable Celica, and that originally a rear-wheel drive Celica, you know, and it stole a lot of sales. I imagine that this vehicle is going to steal a lot of sales if they keep the styling. When we come back on the other side, two other vehicles to tell you about, a Volvo and a Volkswagen. Then we're going to have more fun. This is Auto World.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Insta Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno. You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. They got a fine machine.
Indeed it is. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We've got a new toll-free line, which is dedicated exclusively to our show. So if in the past you've had busy signals and haven't been able to get through, you can now get through at 855-660-4261. The trivia question is an easy one. Chevrolet's infamous, the world-famous small block V8. We all know it. It's been around for decades. What year was the first year for the Chevrolet small block V8? Whoever gets the answer to the trivia question, I'm going to pass your name and address along to Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, who's got all kinds of goodies to give out. And a matter of fact, I had one person email me recently saying that they did not get a prize, so I'm going to remedy that situation as well here. I've been traveling a lot in the last few weeks, and things have backed up on me, but we will take care of that. And if that's the case with you as well, you can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, boblongradio@yahoo.com. Well, one of my favorite Volkswagens is the Volkswagen CC. It's the sedan that kind of has the look of a coupe, and I've driven a couple of different variants of this vehicle. I haven't driven the all-wheel drive variant, but I've driven the front-wheel drive variant. But in the L.A. Auto Show, at the L.A. Auto Show press days, and then unveiled to the public later in the week, coming up the press days are Wednesday and Thursday of this week, they're doing an update on it because they feel that the design language of the current Volkswagen is not in tune with the present-day CC. So they have left all the goodies in place. The curvaceous four-door exterior remains unchanged. However, both the front and rear fascias have been updated for the 2013 model year. Let's take a look at what's going on up front. The car ditches the previous scalloped headlights for new bi-xenon units with straightened edges. These lamps, along with a new trapezoidal grille, a new hood, and a revised lower air dam, resemble those used on the revised 2011 Phaeton. Remember that vehicle, and lend the car an upscale air. Other cosmetic tweaks are much more conservative. The CC gains new LED taillights. Have you seen those out there? I was in Las Vegas and behind a new Dodge Charger for 2011, 2012. It looks really cool. It absolutely looks very, very cool, the LED taillights. In the CC, the LED taillights have an L-shaped optics resembling those used on the Passat, the Jenna Golf, and the Eos, which is definitely one of my least favorite car names. I can make fun of it, but I won't. While the rear bumper fascia is massaged ever so lightly, interior revisions are largely limited to new climate controls, and sadly, the oh-so-sumptuous, how do you like that for a word, sumptuous, tritone interior color scheme shown in the press kit here that I'm looking at is going to be just a European market exclusive, but they can have it. Expect most trims to utilize the 200-horsepower turbocharged 2-liter inline-4 mated to either a 6-speed manual transmission or a 6-speed dual-clutch gearbox. This one also is available, as I mentioned, in the all-wheel drive form with a different power plant. It's a 280-horsepower 3.6-liter VR6. When you stop and think about it, 3.6 liters, 280 horsepower, that's not a whole lot. It should be more powerful. It will remain likely in the top-of-the-line models paired with a 6-speed automatic and Volkswagen's 4-motion all-wheel drive system. This is a vehicle we actually considered as a family vehicle, but the problem is, if you get the all-wheel drive, it starts low enough. I mean, let me take a look at the base price on the 2012 model. Well, everything looks expensive to me at the moment. $28,000 is the starting price for the front-wheel drive one. But if you add the all-wheel drive and all the goodies, you're knocking on $40,000 before you know it. But be interesting to see that car in Los Angeles. One of my favorites. Very stylish vehicle. If you don't want to spend the big bucks and you need a sedan, maybe you're not needing a sedan that needs to fit rather tall, statuesque people in the back seat. Maybe kids, maybe people on the smaller side of the fence, because that's usually the complaint about the CC, that the back seat headroom isn't that great. But no problem for me, because I'm on the smaller side. No problem for my wife, and certainly it would be no problem for kids. It's a looker. I mean, it's a Mercedes CLS at half the price. It's really a fine vehicle. Volvo is also doing a special in addition vehicle for the LA International Auto Show. Got an interesting name. I must admit, where do they come up with some of these names when I think of, you know, all the interesting names that they've done over the years? But for those who are not familiar with the Volvo convertible, I've had that one as well as a test vehicle up here in New England. Extremely well done. You know, it's a retractable hardtop convertible, perfect for the Northeast, perfect for the Midwest. It's not the fastest vehicle in the world. It's got that Swedish Volvo interior treatment. To me, they don't seem to sell a whole lot of these vehicles, but nevertheless, it's kind of a good halo vehicle for the brand. And of course, the big secret is Volvo is owned by a Chinese company, but they don't like to talk about that. So this one's called the Volvo C70 Inscription Special Edition. Matter of fact, they've already taken the wraps off of it before the LA Auto Show. This is becoming more and more common too. You know, it used to be all these things would be embargoed for the press to unveil to all of their readers and viewers and listeners on shows like this, so there would be a little bit of excitement that we could come on here and tell you firsthand what was unveiled, and you'd be hearing it for the first time. But now, with the social media and all the other things that are going on out there in the world, a lot of these car companies are leaking these ahead of time. And why are they leaking these ahead of time? Because they don't want to be lumped in with a bunch of others. So, I mean, years ago, you know, when there was an LA auto show, you know, you'd have to report on 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 vehicles being unveiled. And maybe their vehicle would get lost in the shuffle, especially if it wasn't something particularly special. So now they figure, well, why don't we just show it before? And, you know, that way we'll get the word out before everybody else, and we'll show it the show, too. So that's the thought there. So what's the story here with the inscription? I don't know about that name. I personally don't like it. I'm officially on the record here. I don't like it. But a number of luxury touches include boost in power, and it's basically designed for buyers looking for something special. They have massage the turbocharged inline five-cylinder engine for a gain of 23 horsepower and 29 pound-feet of torque, and that is routed through a five-speed automatic to the front wheel, so it's a front-wheel drive vehicle. The fuel economy remains the same at 18 city and 28 highway. So that's pretty good. They increase the amount of air and fuel injection into the combustion chambers and advance the spark timing to give you more power and more fuel economy. But also, they've got some unique cosmetic touches. Ice white, black soft fire metallic, LED daytime running lamps, 18-inch wheels, and some other cool goodies as well. We'll tell you more about it after the break. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're going to keep that trivia question out there just for about 3 more minutes. That's such an easy one. We've had a number of people guess 1960, 1961, 1967, 1970. Definitely not even close here. We're looking for the year that the Chevrolet folks introduced the small block V8 engine. It all began in this year, and, you know, it this particular year, and you can still see elements of this small block engine being utilized today in some of the massively powerful engines that General Motors is building, including the 6.2-liter supercharged ZR1 Corvette engine, the most powerful General Motors production car engine in their more than 100-year history. I'm previewing the upcoming L.A. Auto Show. That's where I'm headed off to this week, the City of Angels, and was blabbering on here about this Volvo vehicle with a funny name here. It's a limited edition vehicle of their very nice convertible, the 2012 Volvo C70 Inscription Special. So in addition to getting the larger wheels and tires, you're also going to get inside this vehicle lots of cool leather trim with contrasting stitching to further differentiate the trim. The Inscription model also includes unique headrests, a new handbrake lever, and I love this name, bespoke floor mats. That's a fancy word for saying like custom-made, one-of-a-kind, bespoke floor mats. Pricing has not been announced for the Volvo C70 Inscription. However, they are saying it's going to be a limited production model. Keep in mind that the 2012 C70 convertible starts at a price tag of $40,825. If you go for the turbocharged engine, like this one's going to get standard, it bumps it up to $43,370. So we can expect a premium on that, and we'll see full details at this week's L.A. International Auto Show Media Days. Hooray! We do have an answer on what I thought was going to be a slam dunk easy question. We want to congratulate Peter, who is listening on WKCT AM 930 in Bowling Green, Kentucky, for being right there, Johnny, on the spot with the correct answer via the email. 1955 was the year that the small block Chevrolet engine came to be. I mean, some would argue that today's small block engines from Chevrolet, you know, are nothing like the original, but some would also argue equally that there are elements of that original small block from 1955 that are still in place in the 2011 and 2012 power plants. Nevertheless, it's certainly one of the great engines of all time, going up there with the Ford flathead V8 and many other great engines over the years. You'd have to throw the Porsche air-cooled six-cylinder engine in there as well. Definitely kind of legendary power plants. Rumors abound about the next generation Corvette. Continue to hear rumblings. The one thing that I have confirmed is the fact that the Corvette, like the Porsche 911, is going to have a 7-speed manual gearbox. So that's something new. Not too many automakers are offering that right now. They're still going to be offering, I believe, a 6-speed automatic transmission. It will have paddle shifters, but it will not be the dual clutch variety, which has become so, so popular in so many vehicles. I had the opportunity recently to visit a very cool place and be hosted by a very nice gentleman who's been on this air many times in the past, Mike Yeager from Mid-American Motorworks. This is a gentleman, a true American success story. He started out with a dream, and he has built it into a multi-million dollar little empire, and his campus in Effingham, Illinois is absolutely gorgeous. Let me talk to you a little bit about that. Myself and my business associate from Michigan went there, along with another business associate from Michigan by the name of Carl Moore, and we got the full tour. And when you stop and think about this guy, Mike Yeager from Effingham, Illinois, you know, he had an older brother. He was the youngest of 8 or 9. Had a older brother, had a Corvette, fell in love with it as a kid, always said, "I want to have a Corvette." By the time he was in his teenage years and in the late 60s, he got himself his first Corvette. And then he decided he wanted to go and meet other Corvette owners, so he decided to sell basically these iron-on patches, which used to be popular at one time. You could iron them on a jacket or a shirt or even a T-shirt, but they were basically little Corvette insignias and logos and stuff like that. And he, you know, he bought a bunch, a couple of hundred, and he went to a Corvette show, and they all sold out. And he said to himself, "Hey, I may have something here." So Mike, who at that time was a wannabe musician, had a band and had a great passion for music, decided to basically start selling Corvette accessories at shows with two reasons in mind. He's the first one to admit it. He wanted to go to these Corvette shows to see the Corvettes, talk to the Corvette people, and meet girls. Those were the two priorities. CNBC recently did a story on him, and you can catch it out on YouTube. If you do a search for it, it's called "How I Made My Millions, Mike Yeager" on CNBC, and it's a great inspirational story. And then he had like a one-page leaflet of accessories that he sold. Started his business all by himself and just has grown it to huge heights. I know he got a $500 bank loan. Imagine that today, going to your local bank and asking for $500 to start a business. $500 bank loan. All these years later, you know, in the heydays of Mid-American Motorworks, which sells not only accessories for every single Corvette made from 1953 all the way up to 2012, getting ready for the next generation, which will be introduced in probably 2013 for the 60th anniversary of the Corvette. He's got it all, more than 80,000 items in his catalog. He also sells air-cooled Volkswagen accessories. He loves the old bugs and the old, you know, the old air-cooled vans. He has two special events every year, a Volkswagen Fun Fest, a Corvette Fun Fest. And at the Corvette Fun Fest this last September, 45,000 people were there over 3 days. And they had seminars and everything about Corvettes and a big concert. He has a great stage there, you know, a real professional stage, world class. It was built to the standards of the Dave Matthews Band. And he's looking at doing perhaps a summer concert series there. So that's going to be exciting for all those folks in the St. Louis area. It's not that far from St. Louis, and also in the area around Chicago. But Mike is a first-class gentleman. Had an opportunity to visit with him in person my first time. Been interviewing him on the radio for 20 years. Finally got to see his place. It's like 200 acres of land. He wants to eventually have a racetrack there, a road course, or at least a drag strip. He's got one of his sons in the business working with him side by side. His wife works with him side by side. They made a trip to Europe recently and gathered up a bunch of new Volkswagen parts and accessories. And Mike has his own personal museum there on site. It's called the MY, the My Museum, for the Mike Yeager Museum. And he's got his sons now into collecting Corvettes. And he's got some rare, rare vehicles. I mean, vehicles that were involved in motorsports, vehicles that were prototype vehicles. I know one of his most recent acquisitions are a couple of prototype vehicles for the fifth generation of the Corvette, which came out in 1997. And this was a tough time for the Corvette. There were rumors at that time that General Motors was going to kill the Corvette, and then the Corvette engineers, unbeknownst to their bosses, went ahead and made the architecture for the C7 Corvette, which was groundbreaking design using what they call water-formed hydro rails. And they basically took a fourth-generation Corvette body and put it over the chassis of the fifth-generation Corvette. And eventually, of course, the rest is history. The C5 became a huge success for the Corvette, and now we're in the sixth-generation, soon to be the seventh-generation Corvette. But if you get a chance to check it out, do a search on YouTube, Mid-American Motorworks, How I Made My Millions, Mike Yeager. We salute you, an American success story right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining me for this hour.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.